This is the No Grow Show Show. A weekly audio and video production of the First Baptist Church of Grandview, Texas. At FBC Grandview, we desire to ensure that every person in Grandview knows that they are loved by Jesus and His church. This show is one more way we pursue that goal, as we discuss with our church members themselves how we can know the love of Christ by a God who regularly reveals Himself to us, how we can grow in that love towards our brothers and sisters in Christ, through whom God uses to show us truth, and how we can show the love of Christ to those around us. So get ready, pull up a chair, and dive in with us as we celebrate and discuss the love of Jesus Christ. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number 10 of our No Grow Show here at FBC Grandview, where you get to know some members of our church, especially some leaders, get to know more about them, more about the mission of our church, and that is the whole purpose of our time here together. Today, we get to spend with another one of our deacons and a longtime member, Mr. Robbie Mace. Robbie, thank you for being here with us today.
Quite welcome. Look forward to it.
All right, well, let's just jump right in. So the first question we've been asking people is the fun question, and that is, tell us something interesting and or funny about yourself that we may not already know.
Okay. Thing that comes to mind with myself, when I was younger, 12 years old, I believe, if my memory serves me correctly, I had long hair down to probably close to my shoulder length. And everybody used to think I was a little girl instead of a little boy. So through that, I actually got the nickname Susie. And for some time, and I think my older brother is the one that nicknamed me Susie, but for some time until I cut my hair off, I had a nickname of Susie.
Okay.
Because I looked like a girl.
What age was that?
I was about 12. I think I was in fifth grade, something
okay.
like that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know that. That's a new one.
That is a new one, and probably nobody but my family knows that, and that would be from some of the pictures that we have in my childhood.
Do any of them still call you Susie just to give you a hard time?
No, my brother doesn't call me Susie anymore either.
Well, the long hair is not a problem anymore.
No, right? Yeah, I have no hair now.
I understand that one for sure.
Yep.
Okay, that's a good one. I couldn't picture you with long hair, so...
No, but I did have it.
All right. Well, there's something you don't know, or you didn't know about Robbie Mace that now you do. Okay, so the next three questions are kind of based off of our mission here at FBC Grandview to know the love of Christ, to grow in that love towards each other and towards Him, and to show that love to our community. And so the second question is, what is one way that God has been revealing Himself to you lately?
You know, I think something that just keeps coming up to my mind as far as Him revealing is just the future planning here at the church. Many of you know that's something that we've been working on here at church for the last 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just keeps coming to my mind and in the forefront that we need to be preparing for the future growth here in Grandview. And... I just think that is a mighty way that He's been preparing and revealing Himself to me.
Okay. Yeah, we, you know, one of the things that I've noticed since we've been here is that we have a lot of people that are really gifted at thinking forward and run businesses like yourself and are in different fields that are really helpful for thinking about growth and things like that. And we get to see that every summer on the mission trip. And, you know, the opportunity to see some of that here, too, is exciting. I know we haven't talked about it a ton lately because we've been doing things like hiring new staff members and stuff like that. But, yeah, we think God's got some cool things planned for us in the future.
I think so as well. Many may or may not know, but there is some additional growth that is in the pipeline right now that's coming to Grandview. There's a couple of different developers that's talking in the neighborhood of 600 to 700 houses, and I don't know that people necessarily want to hear that, but we think the growth is definitely pushing toward Grandview, and I think as a First Baptist Church and a pillar of our community from a church standpoint, preparation, I think, for that growth is just a direction that God's really been trying to lead me toward.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're definitely grateful for you and some of our other deacon, you know, and leaders and thinking forward through those things, because, like you said, a lot of people don't want to hear that. People have either grown up in Grandview their whole lives or moved here because it was a smaller town. And the idea of a ton of people coming in, moving out of the city, to get away from the city isn't always a welcome idea for folks. But from our Christian perspective and from our church perspective, it is, you know, the people that we're trying to reach, God is literally moving them our direction, you know, and giving us an opportunity to do that. And so we want to be prepared, which is where that future growth stuff comes in.
Definitely agree.
Yep. Okay. Well, awesome. So the next question, again, has more to do with growing in relationship with others and using that as an avenue to know Christ better. And so that question, our third question is, who is someone outside of your family that God uses to show you truth? And maybe give us an example.
You know, I'd have to say my buddy Jeff Lane. Many of you know Jeff from the mission trips and stuff that we go on, but being outside of the family, Jeff and I spend quite a bit of time together, just different things, whether it be messing with cows or, you know, vacationing. We typically take a vacation with Jeff and his wife, Janie, in the fall and just have some really rich conversations, you know, around the Bible and Jesus and just that type of thing. On most all the time we get together, something leads to that between us.
Yeah, that's good. So I know Jeff and Janie, like you said, normally come on our mission trip with us. You usually go on one with them, right?
Correct.
During the summer.
Yep.
And so it's important, you know, for us to have friends that not only we can talk with, and it sounds like you have that relationship with Jeff and Janie, but also people that we can serve with. With a lot of our people that we've interviewed so far, we've talked a lot about just somebody else in your life that you could talk to, that you can, you know, bring difficult moments to, and that's important. But it's also really good to have other people outside of your family that you can actually do the mission of Christ with and work alongside. So it seems like Jeff is kind of one of those guys for you.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, Jeff has a really neat story as well. He did not become a Christian until he was probably in his late 40s. You know, just to see the impact and you know, him being on fire for God and his willingness to serve wherever the calling is through mission trips and just helping in the community and that type of deal is really encouraging to a lot of people that know Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, you know, a lot of people, most people are busy during the summer and, you know, looking for their own vacation, but to always give an extra week to go on a mission trip with people you know, because we know him well at this point. You know, a lot of people in our church do from traveling. But he, you know, he's a very active member of his own church. So to give another week away to come serve with us, that's pretty cool. And yeah, it's good to surround yourself with other people who are all about doing the work of God, like Jeff. So we appreciate that yep. Relationship y'all have. Okay, so the final question, and this one, this one has been the hardest one for people to answer, I think, because people seem to be afraid that they're going to sound arrogant or cocky when we ask, what's one way you show the love of Christ to others? I think we have kind of a resistance to, I don't want to talk about myself and how wonderful of a Christian I am. But I do think it's good for us to hear from other people about what God is doing through them. And so that's the whole point of the question, and it is, again, what is, how are you showing the love of Christ to others?
You know, I think your everyday walk is a large example to others that know you. You know, it's easy to talk the talk. It's a little more difficult to walk the walk. Mm. We've all heard, I think, many times. And so, with that being said, I've tried to live my life as an example of what a Christian, you know, should look like. Mm-hmm. But then also showing love to others, just when there's a need to be able to step in and fill the shoes and help, whatever that need is, when you know somebody has something special, whether it be, you know, a roof repair on a house or a water leak in a yard that needs fixed or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
I think that's a great way to show it. And then also, I would say, you know, periodically just texting people, say, how are you doing today? Mm-hmm. Everything going okay? Is there anything you need? You know, just kind of following up and showing people that you care.
Yeah. Okay. So kind of what you're saying is, you know, the big things are important, but it's the day-to-day kind of stuff and how we show love to other people. Just, you know, walking alongside people, doing life with them, checking in on people every now and then, making sure that we're the same person at work that we are, you know, at home or at church. That's kind of what you're saying, right?
Yep. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks again for joining us. Do you have any other words of wisdom or anything you want to share for our church family?
Words of wisdom, you know, something that might come to mind. Corey actually mentioned it a while ago, but I'll throw it out there. You know, we've done a culture index test a while back at our plumbing company. And all of my kids really got a chuckle out of what my culture index come back as. But some of you who work alongside of me and have been on mission trips with me probably would not argue the fact, but you know, my culture index test come back and said that I am unhireable by any employer.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of funny, and that's probably something that some may or may not know.
Yes, that's very good. You know, and I think the guy who gave you all your index test went on to say that, you know, you're the founder of a company, you're the CEO kind of mentality, and so you're only employable to yourself, basically, is what he said, right?
That's right.
You know, that actually is maybe a good thing to end on, the idea that, you know, biblically we're told that the body of Christ is in need of all kinds of different giftings, right? 1 Corinthians 12 about how, you know, the we need the foot, we need the head, we need every other part, and some people have the gift of leading out front, you know, like yourself. Some people are much more quiet and in the background and wouldn't be comfortable in those kinds of shoes. I, for one, would not be comfortable in the kind of you know, CEO kind of model. So it's refreshing, and it's good to know that Christ uses all of us, you know, from the most type A of us to the most type B. From the person who never stands on a stage to the person who's up there, you know, once a week. It's important. So I think that's good.
Yeah, and I think that is such of a great point and great job of kind of putting that all together, because that is so true. It takes everybody, because we all do not have the same gifts and talents, and it takes all of us working together to be able to accomplish great things.
Yeah. So that's good. So yeah, go full circle here. You know, as we as a church think about our future and our growth and what God is going to do in our community, we do need each other, and we want to know Him more deeply, to grow towards others, and ultimately to show the love of Christ to others. And I think we do that together. All right.
Well, awesome.
Robbie, thanks again.
You bet.
For being here. Appreciate you doing one of these interviews, and continue to look forward to more of these as we continue along in this this podcast. And maybe one day we'll have you on the show as well. We'll see you guys later. Thanks.
Have a good day.
Thank you for listening. We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of the No Grow Show. Don't forget, join us again next week.